At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Caller number 10, right now, 800-636-1067. You'll win Post Malone tickets. Two tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the Big Ass Stadium Tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That's 800-636-1067. Caller 10, and good luck to you. We do this every day at 4 p.m., spin you around the old beltway. What's going on in the world of DC sports that you care about so you can be more informed? We will start this process. Danny Ruye, Toby Altizer, who's in for GP on Grant Danny. We'll start on the diamond, please. It's coming. I know it is. Well, I'm not going to Mark until you do it. It's a face-off. It's a standoff. Don't you keep Mark waiting. You're keeping Mark waiting. Come on. Come on. I'm going to have to go. Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, no. We're off the rails. I'll just go to Mark Zuckerman, Massive Sports, joins us. There it is. I knew he was in there. I knew it. See, Mark can't even talk until he hears it.
Mark, we had to find him. What's up, Mark?
That's it, guys. I'm hanging up. This is
right?
Just amateur for me.
I get it. It's our first day with a new board. How many innings would it have taken for the Nats to get more hits last night?
27, maybe?
Like
I don't know. and by that point, maybe the opposing starter wouldn't gotten up to 100 pitches. Maybe not. That was ugly. And, you know, you could just tell right away. And I think this is my number one complaint about their offense so far this year. There are nights that they look great.
Yep.
And you can usually tell within a couple of innings. And then the flip side of that is you can usually tell, like, two innings in if they can't touch a guy and they don't seem to have the adjustments and they make these quick outs. The innings are over before you can, you know, count to three and their own starters back to the mound. And it just leads to these just ugly offensive performances. So that's something they've got to get better at. And making the adjustments, being better the second time around and figuring out how to have better quality at bats against opposing starters, because that's been a recurring theme this year.
The big story yesterday was Ken Rosenthal's piece that came out pretty scathing on the ownership group, the front office, really the organization as a whole. What were some of your reaction to that? And I'm curious, you know, when you look at some of the gripes that he had, it feels like they're all valid, but then you look at some of the changes that have been made recently, and maybe they've already started to make some of the changes necessary. But what were your thoughts overall?
My first thought, guys, was, hey, Ken, where you been for the last 3 years? I mean, all due respect to Ken Rosenthal, he's the best in the business. I have tons of respect for him. And I can't even imagine what it's like to try to be on top of 30 teams and be an expert on what's going on across the entire league. But while, as you said, Toby, that those were some very valid points he made, that's an article that could have been written and had been written and been spoken by a lot of us here locally in 2022 and 2023 and 2024.
Yeah.
And this kind of came across as someone who probably hasn't paid a lot of attention to the Nationals since the Soto trade. And it's just catching up on what's been going on. So, yeah, I agree. I thought the timing was odd because while they certainly have a lot still to prove on the field, in the front office, at the ownership level, you know, they're not there yet. But I think there's tangible progress here, especially within the last year, that makes you feel more optimistic than you've been in a while. It doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to get out of this thing and that they are going to start winning here again soon. But, you know, I'm way more optimistic about the state of the Nationals today than I was a year ago, 2 years ago. And so that's why I just thought the timing of it was pretty odd.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, hey, admittedly, they won 7 out of 10. But anyway, here's the big picture. I think that's well seen by you, Mark, to this stage. So speaking of returning to normalcy, just, you know, down to the nitty-gritty on this particular team and this group, you mentioned returning to normal. I thought last year Mitchell Parker got away with a lot, and he was good. He deserves credit for the year he turned in last year. This now feels kind of like more what we should expect from Mitchell Parker at times, where it's you're not fooling anybody all that often. There's going to be kind of a meltdown inning. You're getting through some stuff, but maybe not that number two or number three in the order, maybe closer to number five on a real contending team. I like the guy personally. He's, you know, getting the most out of his ability, but it sort of feels like things are equalizing for him a little bit. Give me your thoughts.
Well, yeah, let's remember this was not a highly touted prospect. You know, he had that great debut at Dodger Stadium last year and opened everyone's eyes. And to his credit, as you said, really was like a model of consistency last year of giving them innings and not giving up more than three runs, in spite of the fact that he doesn't blow you away with his stuff. But let's also point out he started off this year with like a 1.3 ERA, five or six starts in. So where's the true, you know, measure of who he is? He's probably somewhere in between. It's the first inning that's getting him. He's got a 9 ERA now in the first inning, and it's 3.6 after that. He's got to find a way to be aggressive in the zone. I know he had troubles with walks a few starts back, and maybe he's trying to be too fine now and lay off, and he's only throwing 91, 92 in the first inning, but you saw last night it got hammered. So he's got to trust that the stuff is good enough, get through the first inning, be an effective pitcher, and it's still possible, but I do think the clock's ticking a little bit. And we know Cade Cavalli just had another great start at AAA today. Eventually, they're going to say he's ready to come up, and somebody's going to have to go, and it's probably Mitchell Parker or Trevor Williams. Take your pick there.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, dude. You throw him on hold for me, Chris? Something's weird with my little phone operator dealio right there. There it went. Now I got it. All right. Ask you to do a lot there. Hockey Sounder, let's go.
Sammy Silber from the Hockey News joining us. Sammy, I saw that you were over at Capital One Arena today working through some of the renovations. You blessed us with some great content about that. Also, a great picture of the Rooster with a hard hat and a vest on. But what were the renovations like?
Delete that file from your camera. You don't want that.
What were some of the renos that they're doing over there at Cap One?
Yeah, no, it was good to see the Rooster and obviously get a high-quality picture of that. No, I mean, they've made a lot of progress, right? I mean, playoffs ended, a couple weeks ago, so... that floor is pretty much uprooted. They're revamping everything. Player facilities are expected to be done, you know, by the start of the season. And that's addition to some of their premium suites. But a lot of exciting stuff coming, you know, restrooms are going to be increased by about 40%, concessions, 60% increase, way more kitchens, just way more quality. The seats are going to change. And then that whole exterior area is going to become something like an entertainment district. So a lot of really exciting stuff coming and, should look good over the next couple of years.
Sammy, I fully understand. I'm a 45-year-old human being. I get it that people want to make money, and the best way to do that for teams is luxury suites and the high-dollar stuff that you can charge. Totally get that. I get it. It's part and parcel. Doesn't excite me because it's not for me, but I understand that that's part of it. So put that aside for a second. What are they going to do? You mentioned some of it here for the rank and file, because to me, that upper deck or that upper part of the stadium is really the thing that needs the most renovation and improvement. My co-host today, Toby Altizer, was yelled at because he was like leaning forward slightly during one of these games. Mm-hmm. What are they doing up there?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're going to revamp the whole thing, right? I think you're going to see wider concourses and you're going to see, you know, obviously the seating will be better, you know, the suite situation, the way things are going to be laid out is just going to be a little bit different. The technology is also going to be more immersive, but that's like been the key word is, they're really focused on trying to make this fan experience really, really, really good when you go there. We got a lot of information today on like lower level stuff. Upper level, we'll see what's coming, but I can tell you that arena's.
That arena's what? What's it going to be?
I think we lost
her. Oh, I got to know. All right, let's see if we can get Sammy back. What a cliffhanger. It's like it the season of The Last of Us just ended.
I was hoping it was going to be awesome or it's going to be state of the art.
It's
going to
be terrible. It's going to be broken. No one can ever go. All right.
I'll go.
Sammy, okay. You tailed off right there where you're like, the arena's going to be, and then it went away. Like, that was the ultimate cliffhanger. Oh. What a spoiler alert. Okay, go.
Yeah, no, the arena is really going to be an immersive experience just for the entire fan base, and it's going to look good. It's going to look different for sure.
Sammy, the NHL playoffs tonight, the Panthers have an opportunity to close out the Hurricanes. I think just about every Capitals fan wants to see that, but how should Caps fans feel about this? Like, how should they feel watching the Hurricanes look terrible against the Panthers, and would Washington have fared any differently if they had gotten through?
I mean, it's a tough question, right? I mean, I think you can look at the ifs, ands, and buts about it and the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I mean, I think the Caps, you know, it's all a matchup thing, right? I mean, you saw the Caps match up really well against Florida in the regular season. Carolina was a different story this regular season. But, you know, I think in the playoffs, you know, things are different. And, you know, obviously as you go toward the end of the season, right, they pick up Marchand and, you know, obviously Panthers are our team that's, you know, experienced and making long runs. So it's no surprise to see them doing well. And especially this late, Carolina, you know, maybe you run out of gas a little bit and kind of have to reevaluate. But they've also had injuries, right? Like, you lose some key guys on the blue line there for them. So it's not like it's the same exact team. But, you know, it's a tough question, you know, if the Caps match up better. I honestly thought, you know, they were pretty resilient during the regular season and then just kind of ran out of gas. So,
Sammy, thank you as always. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. David Harrison, Locked On Commanders on the old Beltway Blitz. Danny Ruye, Toby Altizer, hanging out with you guys until 6:30. David, a couple guys are missing from OTAs. McLaurin, I think we kind of know what's going on there. No Tunsil, no Lattimore. What's the reaction?
Yeah, I think it's really not that big of a deal. You know, I think that everybody was looking specifically for Terry with the contract situation looming and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think it's important to remember voluntary is voluntary for a reason. And when you hear the coaches talk about kind of what's the overall purpose of this phase of the offseason, is really to work on individual skills. You're not really scheming. You're not, you know, inputting or installing a whole lot of, you know, things that you're going to be using in season. So it's not like they're missing a lot of things that you're going to need, you know, week three. Oh, well, if Terry had been there in May, maybe we get that touchdown. So I don't think it's really much to worry about yet. You know, if Terry's not there for the mandatory minicamp, then I think we have a little bit more to talk about. But for right now, it's just vets making vet decisions that they either do or don't need to be there for the workouts.
Getting to lay eyes on Jaden for the first time this year. Everybody's talked about him. He looks bigger. What did he look like in person for you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. He looked a lot bigger. You know, I think maybe a little bit more defined, which can certainly look bigger. You know, I'm not going to say he looks smaller by any means. But, you know, I think he just looked comfortable in his own skin. And I think that's really kind of the key there. Like, you want, you know, an MVP caliber Jaden Daniels following up from the rookie of the year caliber Jaden Daniels. But I think the first thing you need to see in this portion of the offseason is consistency. So to see that, you know, he's the same guy that we met last year, he's the same guy we saw all of this, you know, throughout the season. I think that's the first step is, you know, this isn't someone who is soaking in all of the headlines and attention and coming in like he's some rock star. You know, he's the same Jaden Daniels that we got to know in 2024.
Take returns out of it. Offensive touches. Who has more, Jalen Lane or Luke McCaffrey?
Ooh, I'm probably going to go to Luke McCaffrey there. I think that the excitement and, you know, for his potential and the step that he might take is pretty palpable. I was watching him specifically a little bit today and, you know, not a ton that you can see, but he did make a couple of really good plays, a couple of really good catches, went down on the ground and dug one out of the dirt. And I think just kind of seeing him, you know, Cliff Kingsbury said he's more comfortable in his skin as a receiver, playing faster. I think you see that a little bit today.
Cliff kind of alluded to the offensive line being better, maybe opens up a little more of the playbook. Dan Quinn was kind of talking about how, you know, Jaden, while people have film on him now, there's still parts of the playbook that they haven't seen. What do you think that next step is with the improved O-line?
Yeah, I mean, you give any quarterback in the NFL more time, and obviously that's going to allow things to develop more. So there may be, you know, parts of this playbook that you may have even seen the design or maybe even seen the concept, like the route combinations and everything like that. But because Jaden wasn't able to necessarily get through the reads or let things develop all the way they're supposed to, you know, taking off before those things happen. And so there's that element of it. And then the addition of a guy like Deebo Samuel on top of that offensive line just gives you a little bit more creative ability. I think, you know, drafting Josh Hartley Jr., you know, whether he starts or where he plays and all that stuff pending. Very athletic offensive lineman. That's not a mistake. You know, they went and got Nick Allegretti for the same reasons. Brandon Coleman was considered one of the most athletic interior offensive lineman prospects in last year's class. Like, that's what they want to do, is they want to get the ball out quick. They want to get the ball out, you know, to the perimeter, use the entirety of the field, make defenders run. And then once they have you gassed or once they have you biting on a certain look, take advantage of it, hit you over the top. And I think they just got more ability to do more of that in this coming season.
Forget about Jaden Daniels running the football, because we know he's going to do some of that. Okay, among their running backs, Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, whether it's Chris Rodriguez, Michael Wiley, whoever, is their leading running back rusher on the roster right now, or is it somebody else to be named?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Brian Robinson. You know, I know we've talked a lot. You know, I think everybody's been talking a lot about the running back position specifically and how to get better there and what really led to that decline in the second half of the season. And I think it's just a combination of things in the offensive line, it's a combination of things with Brian Robinson himself that he was dealing with that leg, and then also the injury to Austin Eckler. You know, I think that's a big deal when that rotational guy goes out and you don't have that same rhythm, that same flow, you know, that he was bringing to the team before he was injured. I think that's important as well. So, you know, you can't sit here and say, well, the solution is just stay healthy across the board, because that's never going to be a thing in the NFL. But the healthier they can stay, I think the better it'll be and the more consistency we'll get out of Brian Robinson Jr. And I think he's the top guy right now until he isn't. I know Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a lot of excitement about him, but I don't think, you know, seventh-round pick, you know, earning a starting job in one training camp, I think, is a little bit of a reach. Never say never and all that, certainly, but I think B-Rob is your top guy, and I don't know that there's a trade or a free agent on the market. You know, I know bigger names, Nick Chubb and all that stuff. I think from a physical standpoint, I'm not sure they would come in and do any better behind the line or in the scheme that Robinson is working with as well.
I love the idea just to tell guys to stay healthy. People should just do that. David, that's good stuff, man. Really appreciate the time, buddy.
Bold strategy. Yeah.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate you.
There he goes. That is David Harrison. That's how we belt way blitz. We do it every day. Here's what we got for you. We talked about this with Mark Zuckerman. And yesterday on the program, we discussed at length Ken Rosenthal's piece. Pretty scathing. And Mark's point, I think, is a good one. Kind of why now? That doesn't make as much sense. I think this would have been perfect maybe at the start of the season, or given the offseason that they had, where there was a lot of, okay, now let's see what they do. And they didn't do all that much. It's, let's have Josh Bell in the middle of our order instead of going and do something more impactful that they easily could have done without breaking the bank. So Ken Rosenthal wrote a pretty scathing piece, taking to task both ownership and really this front office to a degree. And I think those criticisms, a lot of them, were warranted. Toby, I'll have you weigh in on that first, because you're going to get a chance to yesterday with us. But Mike Rizzo, who's on the Junkies every week, was awesome today in discussing that. Junks did exactly what they should do. They asked about it, asked a couple poignant questions. Rizzo gave some great responses. So we will lay out the case both ways, let you hear from Mike Rizzo. We will do that next. Plus, at 5 o'clock, I want to talk to you guys about that Commander tag. You've heard that a whole bunch, right? They're trying to draft Commanders. Did they trade for Commanders? We'll explore that at 5. But next, Mike Rizzo. Do you know him? He's a very good general manager. Mike Rizzo. Mike Rizzo responded to Ken Rosenthal. That's next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
GD here on the Fan. Tobes is in for Jeeps. We've got some Jaden Daniels audio. You know, because the boys are practicing and Jaden Daniels spoke and he's smiling. And Jaden Danielsing. And here's the thing. I'll spoil this for you. I'm not supposed to do this. We're teasing it. We'll play it later at 6 o'clock hour. Our guy, what's the nickname, Tobes?
Lil Top.
Is cutting it up. Which I love. Lil Top, I know him as Ben the Red, but you young people have dubbed him Lil Top, which is something. We'll play it in the 6 o'clock hour. Here's the thing. He doesn't say anything that profound. He Jaden Daniels is it. I just want to hear his voice.
Yes.
If you like this team, if you care about them, you probably like Jaden Daniels pretty good. It's just nice to hear him talk.
Yes.
It's just nice to hear him talk about the work he put in. It's nice to hear him talk about the team and about what we're going to do and the culture and how much fun this all is. And we're all back together. It's just nice.
I mean, I'm so obsessed that my guy Slick Vic Ferreira and I, where we're listening to a little early of the Nats game last night, we're listening to Jaden Daniels highlights, not to listen to touchdown to Terry McLaurin. We're listening to hear wide 80. Why is it hot? Listening for his cadence just so we can hear Jaden Daniels again. So I think we're all having that little football itch right now.
I just like to hear him talk. So yes, we're going to play for it. Got some clips that are coming up at 6. So speaking of clips, let me summarize super fast for those that are uninitiated. You didn't hear this. Ken Rosenthal wrote a pretty scathing review of the Nationals organization. So the timing is curious, as Mark Zuckerman pointed out here a moment ago in the Beltway Blitz, but they'd won at the time 7 of 10. Now all of a sudden they've lost 3 or 4. That's how baseball goes. But they've been playing better. They've got a few all-stars, 2 for sure at this stage, and maybe Mackenzie Gore, maybe get out another one as time goes if Kyle Finnegan's towards the league lead in saves, etc. So things are looking up to a degree. It's all based on that Juan Soto trade, though, pretty much. The homegrown guys aren't doing anything. They're most successful draft pick coming up to the show since Anthony Rendon was probably Eric Fetty, who was fine.
Fetty Wap.
At best.
Yeah.
You hope Dylan Cruz turns into something, and it looks good to me, certainly. The average isn't there for folks, but I'm telling you, that's a winning baseball player. He'll be just fine. He'll be a plus player. The point is, ownership doesn't spend. The front office doesn't do the frugal thing, the smart thing that the Tampa Bay Rays do or some of the other cash-strapped organizations do. The player development has been lacking. The draft choices, again, for basically a decade, weren't very good. There's a long list of Dane Dunning and Carter Kieboom and Lucas Giolito and Alex Meyer. There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. There's no, holy crap, look at this fifth rounder. The name I always use, it's not fair, but I just picked this guy. There's no Spencer Strider.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, nobody thought this would be a thing and now he's a Cy Young candidate. There's no, nobody thought this was a thing, and holy crap, this guy's a 30-homer bat. It doesn't happen for them. That's about development. That's about scouting. That's about kind of, you know, kind of the internal mechanisms. They are better now. They're trying to get up to speed, but they're a decade plus behind in that regard. So I think a lot of the criticism is fair. Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies. We'll have that audio for you guys in a second. But Tobes, you're as baseball plugged in as anybody. Just what were your thoughts to that Rosenthal article review therein?
I think it's a weird timing because I think the criticisms are all incredibly valid. There's no argument against that. But I think some of them, it seems like the Nationals have started to address. Like, you were talking about them not being able to develop talent. Completely agree. Over the record of his time here, that's been the case. But you look right now on the roster, Mitchell Parker was a nobody that is now pitched in the rotation. Does he look like he's going to be a star? Does he look like he's going to be? Who knows, right? He struggled last night. Jake Irvin was not really a highly touted prospect. He's now in the rotation, right? So he's had some of these success stories now. Jacob Young, he barely ever even scratched the top 30 prospects on MLB pipeline for the Nationals, and he was playing center field for you all of last season. So they've had more of those success stories than they have in the past. Granted, those success stories, Danny, are fifth starter, batting ninth, playing good defense, but they haven't had any of those. So you have to give them some credit that at least they're going in the right direction. And if you look at their farm system right now, if you looked at their top 30, I think you could find a decent number of guys. You could say, when he hits his, you know, potential, when he's ready to be called up, I think he could be a helpful big leaguer.
It's not to say they're not picking anybody that's worth a damn, but again, you go through that decade. Even when they were good, it was the thing you could complain about. And I think rightfully so.
Correct. And I think where they were 5 years ago, you look through and you're like, none of these guys turned out to be anything. Versus now, I think you have guys that could. The point I'm making here is I think they're starting to make some of those changes. That's why the timing is weird. But everything's incredibly valid. Because the reason you're here now versus, look, the Dodgers, they're the example everyone points to. Yes, a lot of the way that they continue to be good is because they just pay out the wazoo. They spent over $1 billion in the offseason, right? You're bringing in Yamamoto, you're bringing in Sasaki, obviously Otani. Like, they spend billions of dollars. The Nationals aren't doing that. But you know what also they have? They have prospects. They have guys that they draft and develop. And the reason the Nationals, once they hit 2019 and they had to move off of a Scherzer, they had to move off of a Turner, they had to move off of a Rendon, they kept a Strasburg, but then they have to move off of, you know, all these other guys, Soto. You want to know why they ended up where they're at now? It's because there was no one in the system because they couldn't draft or develop worth a darn for that entire process.
Yeah, the guys that should have been doing it, reinforcing you, are Jake Johansson, Andrew Stevenson, Carter Kieboom, Seth Romero, Mason Denneberg, Jackson Rutledge, who's now in the majors and is, you know, a middle relief bullpen arm, and that's fine, but these were supposed to be the difference makers. Their version of James Wood, Elijah Green, just got sent down to rookie ball.
Yeah.
After his third year in professional baseball. And I get why you take somebody like that. Just, you look at him, you go, oh my God. Somebody that big, that fast, that strong with those kind of tools, of course you take a chance on him. Rizzo, but it hasn't happened.
Rizzo was talking about him. He's literally one of the most powerful hitters in the system. Right. Correct. Check. Has one of the best throwing arms. Check. One of the most athletic, fastest. Check. One of the best defenders. Check. His fatal flaw, Danny, is the most important thing in baseball as a hitter. Putting the bat onto the baseball. He can't do it. He's a four-tool player. The problem is the tool that he's missing is the most important one.
It's a pretty big tool.
Like, everything else is probably a 60 to 70 on the 20-80 scale. His hit tool is probably a 20. Like, realistically, it's probably a 20.
Well, that's where we are, and it hasn't happened. Now, James Wood had a similar issue early on in his career.
Yeah.
People go, too much swing and miss in his game. Too much. Goes to the Padres. They figure it out. No, he still strikes out a bunch, but it's not because he's sitting there and there's a hole in his bat. It's whether he's taken or he's patient or otherwise, but plenty of offensive production. This is not a James Wood complaint session. So I think, to me, that column by Rosenthal, I think, is pretty much right on.
It is.
And so the fault that we don't talk about as much with the front office, because the overarching problem is, when they do have one right, a.k.a. a, I don't know, you could pick your star player, whether it's Wood or Mackenzie Gore or whomever, everybody knows they're not going to resign here because of the ownership. Because they've said, or they've shown with their actions, the time to have spent a little bit at least was this offseason. And it's the big ticket item was Michael Soroka.
Yeah.
Or trading a middle reliever for for Lowe. I would do that every time, by the way, Nathaniel Lowe, for a middle reliever. But that's not the point. This should have been the, hey, let's give these kids a chance to go do something. And their internal dialogues, we think, were pretty good. The overarching problem is the ownership. That's correct, and that's true, and that's not going anywhere. That's obvious, and that's right. But the other parts here about the front office, I think, are valid. Well, it just so happens that the front office, the front-facing guy, the team president, and longtime GM, joins the Junkies every week. And he had a nice response to this column here by Ken Rosenthal. Here's what he had to say.
You know, I guess you could pick and, you know, you could pick at certain draft choices and picks and that type of thing over the last years. And you could find some faults there. But, you know, when I look at, you know, we've run some of the, you know, the great players in the game through our system. We've drafted some of the great players ever. We've drafted guys low in the draft that have won Cy Youngs and that type of thing. So there's I just thought the timing of the article was odd because we were playing good and we really are seeing the fruits of this frustrating rebuild come into fruition. But I'm still optimistic. The needle of this team and this organization is pointed north, and it's going to continue to do so until we start winning championships, which I think is in the very near future.
Good response from Rizzo. I'm not sure who these Cy Young players are that they've drafted.
I believe he's referring to Robbie Ray.
Right. So, but I guess that's fair. My point on that, though, is, and I also am not, it's not just a complete bash session. During the time where their window was open, they kept it open by moving the Nick Pavettas, the Jesus Lizardos, sure, the Robbie Rays,
Lucas Giolito.
Lucas Giolito and company, for key pieces to try to win a championship. That's part of what your farm system is. The other part, though, this is where it hasn't happened. This is where I can move on from name that piece who's going to command a huge amount in free agency as a 30-year-old because I've got blank waiting in the wings.
Yes.
And a couple times it happened. They got lucky, right, where Soto's waiting in the wings. Or, I don't know, you can move on from Daniel Murphy because the next great second
baseman is coming. I mean, it was supposed to be Anthony Rendon, get move on from him because Keyboom's stepping
in. Because Keyboom's coming, exactly, and then it doesn't happen. And eventually that well runs dry, and this is where we are. So there are reinforcements on the way, but there was that gap that we kind of talked about. Look at their best players right now. Go through it in terms of war. Ready? Tell me how they got here. Wood.
Trade.
Abrams.
Trade.
Gore.
All same trade.
Yeah, there we go, right? Jake Irvin, homegrown.
There you go.
There you go. There's your one homegrown guy with the most war on the roster. Ruiz.
Trade.
That's the list.
Which, by the way, I don't even think that trade looks good for them now.
Yeah,
a year and a half of Turner and half a year of Max Scherzer. And
yeah, you're probably right.
JoJo was an all-star, but, you know, it was because you have to have an all-star. Mm-hmm. And K-Bert Weiss.
He had a good first half. I'll kick this coverage that half. But he was a deserving
but still,
all-star.
Like,
he regressed.
He's like middle,
yeah,
at best, middle of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problems they run into, Danny, and this is what I was talking a little bit about on overtime last night, is I think Mike Rizzo is a big market general manager. And when they operated like a big market team from the years of basically 2010 to 2019, he was a good general manager. They're operating as a small market now. I've covered a team in a small market. You can't tell me that the Brewers and the Nationals don't operate similarly in terms of payroll. The difference is the Brewers understand they have to come up with stuff. The thing I look up immediately is my guy that I wanted so badly this offseason. There was no chance they were going to sign him. He actually went for more money than I thought he was going to. But he's been spectacular this year. One of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball, Max Fried. 8 years, 218, so 27.2 every year. Okay? Well, they weren't going to spend that. You want to know where you can spend? Wake Forest has a pitching lab. $12 million. Save your money by building a pitching lab. Do something like that. Get analytically driven like the Tampa Bay Rays. Everybody gets so enamored with Moneyball. What was the whole point of that? Find, with your R&D department, something that's undervalued so that you can save money. Okay, if you're not going to spend money, which, by the way, you're in a big market. Washington, D.C., last time I checked, is a top 10 market. I don't think that's gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer you operate as such. But if you're going to operate like you're in Oakland or you're in Tampa or you're in Milwaukee or you're in Cleveland, then start acting like one of those organizations and try to win on the edges with R&D and analytics and all those different things. And they're not doing that either. So you're stuck in the middle where, like Rosenthal says in his piece, they don't develop and they don't spend. That's not good.
So now they're doing better in that regard. My guy that I coached in high school, Eddie Longos, is in charge of scouting. they are revamping things.
Yes.
And they're catching up. And so some of these, the player development is now happening that really wasn't before. But as you said correctly, I think they're behind in that regard. This should have been going on for 5, 6, 7, 8 years where you'd have more replenishing at the major league level. So here's the question. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I guess it's two-part here. One, if you don't agree, tell us why. But if we agree that of the big old blame pie, the biggest slice is ownership, not being willing to spend. In the past, they have spent. They were a top 10 payroll for a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think you needed a top 10 payroll for the last couple of years as you're rebuilding. That doesn't make you spend that extra $50 million for four more wins. No, no, no. There should have been more.
I actually had reserved some of this frustration of, hey, spend money because, okay, let's wait and see when they're in that window where it makes sense. I thought this offseason was the time.
Yes, it was.
And their highest paid player is barely making $10 million, and it's Nathaniel Lowe. What are we doing?
And what they gave in free agency, the biggest free agent contract was Soroka.
Yes.
A converted reliever. Who I actually think is going to be decent, but that's not the point. So if you agree the biggest percentage of the pie is ownership, what percentage of that blame pie does the front office get? For the things that we're talking about here. And it doesn't mean the balance sheet's all bad when it comes
Correct.
To them. I got that parade happened. I was there. It was awesome. I got a World Series ring.
And I agree with Rizzo that it seems like the trajectory is up now.
And it is.
It is.
It is. But where did it come from? It one is more than zero is kind of the point. So 800-636-1067. If you buy the premise of Rosenthal's piece, ownership gets the biggest piece of blame pipe, correct. And if you disagree with that, tell us. How big a slice does the front office get for you? At 800-636-1067. Toby in for GP. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Quick text from my wife update. No! Come on, man. Senate 450. That's just an FYI of what's going on in my house. I'll tell you during the break. She's right. I'm wrong. And that's what I got. It's Grant and Danny here on the Fan.
Sounds like things are great then.
Yeah, everything's going swimmingly. How was your day?
How many O's was it? That kind of usually dictates how bad it is.
That's a great question. Let me find that for you. Give me one moment.
If it's over like five, then
that's
we're in.
One, two, three, four. Five no's.
Ooh.
Five O's on the no.
I think that's a pretty that's pretty bad.
Yeah. And I'm playing pickup hoops tonight. So the timing's bad. Like, hey, I know like we have three kids, they're all at home, no activities today because they've been rained out, including the baby. Anyways, good luck to you.
I'll be hooping with the bros.
Come back with a back injury. Enjoy your afternoon and evening.
Yeah, that's tough.
Welcome back to the program. Genie here on the Fan. Tokes is here. Oh, I see what you're doing. You dropped the Vader. There we go.
I think there were at least five in there.
Yeah. Oh. R.I.P. James Earl Jones. So Ken Rosenthal took out the sledgehammer. Shout out to Peter Gabriel. And went pretty hard on the Nats. We all agree the big picture, I think, the big picture problem is the ownership. Right? When you behave in an unserious way in terms of being competitive, it doesn't matter if you have the greatest front office in the world, you're still hamstrung. You're still limited. That doesn't mean, though, that everything that the front office has done gets an A grade automatically. Right. There are small market teams or teams that behave like they're a small market team that are competitive more often than has Washington been over these last six plus seven, or now going on 7 years, where they've got the third most losses in baseball behind Pittsburgh and Colorado. Colorado, by the way, hasn't won a baseball series since last year. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's incredible.
I mean, ew. And you've got 14 more wins than they do over the same time, basically. Or 14 fewer losses, if that makes sense. One fewer than Pittsburgh, coming into the timing of this article. You should not be in that club. I understand a rebuild. I'm all for it. I'm here for the rebuild. But you look around and you're going, where's the next step? And maybe you thought they were taking it because they won 7-10. But anyway. So if we all agree that ownership is the biggest problem, and I think most of us do, if you don't, tell us, 800-636-1067. What percentage, what slice of the blame pie do you give the front office for kind of the, if we buy the premises of Ken Rosenthal's piece?
I'll go with 25%. I think that anything over that is a little bit much, but they're not without blame. You know, when you look at last year versus this year, Danny, there's no difference in payroll. There's no difference in what Mike Rizzo was with what he was given this offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the guys he brought in the bullpen last year. Dylan Floro, who you're able to flip at the deadline, who no one was expecting anything from, but he turned out to be serviceable. Derek Law was brought in. He was really effective. What'd they bring in this year? Poche, gone. Sims, gone. Lopez, somehow he's 6-0, by the way. You sleep on the fact that he has six wins.
One of the league leaders in wins, dude.
One of the league leaders in wins with a 6 ERA. I don't get how that works. But look at that. Like, it's not as if they were given less money or more money. It's the same. Last year they hit. This year they didn't. And there are certain things. So, you know, look, they're very handcuffed. You're correct on that. And that's why a majority goes to ownership. And you're only going to hit on so many things. But I think they're not without blame in this because there are moves that can be made and you can make arguments that, hey, you gave $9 million to Michael Soroka. You gave, I forget exactly what the number is, to Trevor Williams. Could you have combined those numbers and gone after someone else that maybe is a little bit better on the aggregate there? Like, I think that there are plenty of ways that you can question them, but there's no doubting the fact that he's been so limited that the batting average on these moves is going to be much lower than you'd expect, but they can't be held blameless, like you were saying.
Yeah. You go to CVS or go somewhere and you go to the bargain DVD bin. Sometimes you pull out Die Hard. See what I'm saying? Like, I understand that's where you're shopping. You're not in the marquee headliner. You're winning the bidding war for Max Fried or Christian Walker or some superstar that's a difference maker. But every once in a while, you get a big hit, and they've gotten some of those, kind of to your point. But when you're handcuffed to do the Nelson Cruz thing,
yes,
where you're just hoping that he turns into something so you can flip him for somebody. They've done that, as you said, successfully, sometimes unsuccessfully, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's kind of what you're hamstrung by. The time to have done this reinvestment in development, cutting edge stuff, where your cost effectiveness, as the Rays have found out and a lot of these organizations have found out, your return on the dollar, your ROI, is really high when you take the, because every scout's got the same set of things to look at, right? Where everyone knows this is what he runs to first in. Everyone knows this is how quick his hands are. His exit velocity is this. His hard hit percentage is that. His spin rate is this. People have access to the same data, and they've had it for a while. So scouts have a pretty decent consensus most of the time on some of these guys at the top of the draft. The difference is, once they're in your system, it can't be a coincidence that you're doing nothing but Romero, Denneberg, Keyboom, name that jag that hasn't translated into a major leaguer for a long, 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 long time. It's not just some random accident, is kind of my point. So to me, it's a little bit bigger of a share than you, because right now, this minute, I know exactly what you're saying. Things are looking up and it's better than it was. But my point is, you're now starting to make up ground for really what was their only weakness, this front office, during the window of excellence.
Yes.
From 2011 through 2022-23, nobody noticed and nobody cared that they didn't have a great system. And what they had in the system, they were trading to keep the window open. Nobody noticed. And no one cared, really. But we would sort of timidly raise our hands and go, hey, I know they're on pace to win 92 games, and that's awesome. But have we noticed that there's no...
There's nothing here.
There's no reinforcement here. There's no guy in AAA that's turned the cover off the ball at 22. Now you see your Dalen Lyles. Now you're seeing your Robert Hassels. And yeah, the Travis Secours are further away, or Brady House and company. But to me, they need a little bit more. It ain't all their fault, but they could have done more, which I think is a fair assessment, right? So give me a 30%.
Well, yeah, and the thing about it is, when you look at, like, in the NFL with Les Snead, they're like, oh, they have no picks, right? You can't do that in baseball. Like, you should still be able to build up a system. That's something that doesn't change regardless of whether you spend money or not. So the fact that they're in this spot is a lot of the fact that they weren't able to draft and develop.
800-636-1067. If ownership's the biggest piece of the blame pie, how much does the front office get? We'll do that next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.